This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Virus Testing Mayhem. This is not a laughing matter, but testing for COVID-19 is becoming ludicrous. With Omicron surging and jumping on the back of Delta, Americans and the rest of the world are scratching their heads again about the virus and not sure which way is up, down, or around. Many aren't sure where they can go safely other than digging a hole in the ground, but given climate change, they could drown soon. Others are simply throwing up their hands, pretending it's all good and hoping for the best. In the Ozarks, where I am now, the latter is the go-to strategy. If you call total avoidance of reality a strategy, it's pretty much no mask, no mask in the mountains. From time to time, you see a random service worker with a mask, but not often. Same for the Dollar General, Walmart, Home Depot, and other big and small box operations. Talking to experts, they tell me that just about everybody's going to get Omicron variant. Okay, I'm exaggerating to make a point. One really did tell me that 50% of those vaccinated will get it, if the mathematical models of the current surge continue towards their likely peak. You may not know you have it. You may think it's the flu. And wait a minute on that point. With mask off, flu rates are once again rising in this perfect pandemic storm of ours. How would you know? Well, get tested. But there's a problem with that answer, as it turns out. President Biden, bless his heart, said he was ordering about a half billion tests and that the feds got this. States gave a sigh of relief, seeing their burden ease, but once again, reality struck. Ordering a half billion tests is not the same thing as having them at the ready now that we need them, so in fact, states are also swamped, even as reported tests in a recent week hit more than 700 million, about two tests for every heavy-breathing American. Home tests are flying off the shelves, and for the most part, they aren't even counted in these totals. Not that it matters, because few institutions accept the test. Many experts argue still 2 years into this mess about the value of PCR versus antigen tests, and almost all of them become skeptical of both operator error and the accuracy of the home test, if you can get your hands on them. At our house, we had some that were recalled because they were giving false positives. On the other hand, I talked to someone yesterday who had a negative result on a PCR test, but a handful of docs told her that she absolutely had COVID based on her symptoms. The CDC has shortened the isolation period to 5 days. Public health experts are now doubting whether it makes sense to record the daily case counts. Who are you going to call, friend? Ghostbusters? You get the feeling. There's public health anarchy, and once again, we're on our own. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.